Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. In this series, we'll delve into the rich tapestry of supplications, sacred melodies, and poetry that have guided believers for centuries. The Book of Psalms is traditionally divided into five books, containing a diverse range of spiritual expressions, including hymns of praise, laments, literature of wisdom, and psalms of thanksgiving. The Western Jewish and Christian traditions recognize 150 psalms, while the Eastern Orthodox Christian Church includes an additional psalm, bringing their total to 151. In this series, we'll focus on books 3 and 4 of the canonical Book of Psalms. Specifically, our journey will take us through Psalms 73 to 106, and now we'll be delving into the treasure trove of writings known as the Psalms. So let us open our Bibles to Psalm 77. We'll be reading the full chapter. I'll be using the New Living Translation, but you're welcome to follow along in the version of the Bible that you're most comfortable with. Now, starting in verse 1, I cry out to God. Yes, I shout. Oh, that God would listen to me. When I was in deep trouble, I searched for the Lord. All night long I prayed, with hands lifted toward heaven, but my soul was not comforted. I think of God, and I moan, overwhelmed with longing for His help. Interlude. You don't let me sleep. I am too distressed even to pray. I think of the good old days, long since ended, when my nights were filled with joyful songs. I search my soul and ponder the difference now. Has the Lord rejected me forever? Will He never again be kind to me? Is His unfailing love gone forever? Have His promises permanently failed? Has God forgotten to be gracious? Has He slammed the door on His compassion? Interlude. And I said, quote, "This is my fate. The Most High has turned His hand against me," end quote. But then I recall all You have done, O Lord. I remember Your wonderful deeds of long ago. They are constantly in my thoughts. I cannot stop thinking about Your mighty works. O God, Your ways are holy. Is there any God as mighty as You? You are the God of great wonders. You demonstrate Your awesome power among the nations. By Your strong arm, You redeemed Your people, the descendants of Jacob and Joseph. Interlude. When the Red Sea saw You, O God, its waters looked and trembled. The sea quaked to its very depths. The clouds poured down rain. The thunder rumbled in the sky. Your arrows of lightning flashed. Your thunder roared from the whirlwind. The lightning lit up the world. The earth trembled and shook. Your road led through the sea, Your pathway through the mighty waters, a pathway no one knew was there. You led Your people along that road like a flock of sheep, with Moses and Aaron as their shepherds. Once again, that was Psalms chapter 77 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the section of the scriptures we just read a little more in depth. Is God the reason for the bad in our lives? Pastors and theologians will quickly tell us, quote, no, end quote, but the Bible understands this human emotion. Asaph expresses the feeling many people have felt. God seems far away, from what we just read in verse 3, and even against us, also cited in verse 4 and verse 10. Even when we cry out for His help, He seems not to answer, and our souls find no comfort, written about in verse 2. We can know that God will never forsake us, which is also found in Psalm chapter 94 verse 14, and also in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 28 in verse 20, and finally it can also be found in Hebrews chapter 13 verse 5. And He is close to the brokenhearted, which is referenced in an earlier Psalm of chapter 34 verse 18. But we can still feel these things, and God's Word validates these feelings while showing us the way forward. Asaph's feelings didn't go away, but he remembered all the powerful things the Lord had done, in the Bible and in his own life, which we heard in today's reading from verses 11-20. Our hearts will feel incredibly low moments, so low that we will believe what is not true, that God has stopped loving us. In these times, it is helpful to remember the character and actions of the Lord. Your feelings are real, yet the endless list of God's greatness is a powerful testimony to the truth. God is good, He loves you, and He has not abandoned you. Here are some things to meditate on during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. How can you remember that God is faithful, even when your life is so difficult? How can you help others who are struggling in their faith? We're so grateful that you joined us for our daily audio devotionals, and we hope this was a great encouragement to all our listeners out there. Make sure to follow along with us on Monday through Friday for more enriching insights, discussions, and soul-searching introspections of these sacred biblical writings. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.